All right. Please excuse the long music break. We were just having a little bit of trouble connecting with our first guest today. And my first guest today is Andrew Heist, here to talk about the beloved Alaska Folk Festival going virtual in 2021. Hi, Andrew.
Hello, Shelley. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, thanks so much for being here today and for thanks for your patience, too. So, well, full disclosure, Andrew and I both serve on the board for the Alaska Folk Festival. Andrew is the president. A difficult enough job already. Andrew, could you say a little about what it's been like for you to have this role as we navigate through a pandemic?
Sure. It's definitely challenging, and there's a lot of work that goes into putting on a regular in-person festival, but we also sort of have a template in place for how to do it and checklists and deadlines that we know we need to meet. So this is sort of redesigning the festival from the ground up and trying to put together something that's going to be really meaningful for people. So it's been a lot more work than normal, but it's good work, and I hope that we can make something that people can look forward to in a time where it's really difficult to be together.
Last year, the Folk Fest AFF 45 2020 was canceled, and it was a heartbreaking decision, but not necessarily one that was up for debate. We all knew it was the right thing to do. But how would you describe the last few months of meetings as a board kind of made the decisions that led up to holding this April's festival online?
Well, you know, we all know we've been hearing promising news about vaccines, and we're really excited to see, especially in Juneau, so many people in older age groups getting access to vaccines. But sort of, you know, several months ago when we really had to make this decision, we kind of had to make our best guess. And I'm pretty confident that even by April, it would not be safe to have an in-person event. So it was definitely challenging because everybody really, really, really wants to have our normal festival, but we also don't want to put anybody at risk. So we made that decision, and I feel very confident it was the right decision. And the board was very helpful in lots of discussions and being willing to work during part of the year where normally there's not a lot of board activity going on. So I really need to thank all the volunteer board members on the Folk Fest for helping to come to this decision. And I feel really good that we did it. I think it's the responsible thing to do.
Absolutely. And so keeping our focus on the positive, I, for one, am really excited to talk about what the festival is planning to do this year. Would you like to describe the main components?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, we really, you know, we made a conscious decision to focus on what we could do with a virtual format rather than what we were missing out on by not being together in person. And so one of the really cool things that we're able to do is to have that you know, community participation that makes our festival so unique, that sort of 15 minutes on the main stage feeling that everybody gets. We'll never be able to recreate it, but we are putting together a festival that is going to be built up from community submissions. And so people will be able to make their own musical video recording. And even if it's not, you know, even if you're trying to play with people that aren't in the same bubble or location as you, we are able to make that happen. And I'll talk more about that in just a minute, but you know, so one of the things that we're really excited about is we can reach out all over the state of Alaska to get participation from people who don't normally make it to Juneau in April. So so we have this community participation aspect of the festival that's going to turn into an online concert compiled or consisting of all these user-generated video performances. So we're really excited to try to get as many submissions from all over the state as we can. We're really trying to see if we can reach the small towns and villages out there and see if we can get participation from people who've never been to the festival before.
I think that part for me is pretty exciting. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's sort of the one that just rings most sort of true to the Folk Fest spirit. But we also like to feature our guest artists. And, you know, it was really heartbreaking to to cancel last year, we have an amazing guest artist, Richie Stearns and Rosie Newton. And, you know, we talked to them about what they wanted to do. And we said, hey, it's not going to happen this year. Will you guys be our guest artists for next year and we'll figure it out? And they were so excited to do it. And so they're not going to travel to Juneau, but we are in the process of creating a 1 hour video concert with a really experienced filmmaker that is a friend of Rosie Newton and happens to live near her in New York State. And so they're putting together like a really highly produced video concert that's going to air on, it's 360 North, but I understand there's going to be a rebranding to KTOO Television or KTOO TV, but I'll let you correct me on that. But it's going to air on the Sunday evening, 8 p.m. slot, where we would normally have our guest artists do their final concert. So that's really exciting, too.
The KTOO 360 TV, yes, formerly 360 North. But yeah, that and they don't have to travel to make that video. They're doing that locally. We are just going to air it on our local station. Anything else you want to talk about?
Yes, absolutely. So some friends of ours down in some sort of friends of the Folk Fest down in the Pacific Northwest, it's a young couple named Gabrielle McCray and Barry Southern. They have a band called the Horsenecks. And when the pandemic started and all the gigs got canceled, they put together a Facebook group they've called Quarantine Happy Hour. And since the end of March, they've had a performance every single night at 5:30 Pacific time. And they're coming up on their 1 year anniversary, which will actually happen during the Folk Festival. And so we are partnering with them to bring actual live stream performances each of the 7 nights of the Folk Festival as well. So Monday through Sunday, there will be a live streamed Alaskan musician giving a 1 hour concert through this Quarantine Happy Hour Facebook group, which is, it's really cool. It's a group that's got almost 20,000 subscribers. So our Alaskan musicians that are going to be performing in this are going to be seen by people all over the country and all over the world who've been following Quarantine Happy Hour for a year. So that's a really neat, that's a neat way to bring people that kind of live music feel, because the other items are going to be pre-recorded. So there's a better feeling to a, you know, to something live and spontaneous that comes through in a live stream like that.
7 straight days of happy hour. That is not unlike our usual Folk Fest at all.
I won't comment too much on that, but that's not part of our normal Folk Fest programming, but we do know what goes on outside of Centennial Hall.
And of course, Folk Fest wouldn't be Folk Fest without workshops. So do we want to talk a little bit about the workshops?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're really excited to continue having workshops even in this virtual format. And I'm a musician myself. I play mandolin for a long time, but I've recently been focusing on fiddle. And I was so skeptical when the pandemic hit and people were sort of saying like, oh, you know, time to shift into a virtual format, like call a musician you know and see if they'll give you a lesson, and you know, try to support musicians that way. And so I did, and I was so surprised at how effective the Zoom or the online format is for musical workshops and musical lessons. So I was so pleasantly surprised, and we're putting together a weekend of workshops. So I believe there's going to be 4 workshops a day on the Saturday and Sunday of Folk Festival. And, you know, again, we're focusing on what we can do this year. So we're going to have workshops from people that might not normally be present at Folk Festival, and we're going to try to get some really experienced teachers who know how to teach over Zoom and continue that workshop component. So and as usual, everything including the workshops is all free of charge. So yeah, that kind of rounds out the virtual Folk Fest we have planned for this year.
That's great. And let's review the when and the where. So what are the dates of Folk Fest?
Okay. The dates of Folk Fest off the top of my head are the 4th through the 11th.
That's correct.
Okay. I don't. I'm in a closet right now to try to have good sound, so I don't have a calendar right in front of me. And so, yeah, so that's the folk. That's the week of Folk Festival. And so that Monday, which is normally the first night of Folk Festival, that we'll kick things off at 5:30 Alaska time with our first quarantine happy hour live stream. And that will be going on each night of the week. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at 5:30, a live streamed musical performance. And Thursday night of that quarantine happy hour, we will have our guest artists do one of those evening sets to sort of to reflect. They normally would play a Thursday night set and a Sunday night set, so we're trying to sort of recreate that. And then the one unknown is we're just not sure how many submissions we're going to get from our community participation aspect. So depending on how many we get, we'll determine how many sort of quote-unquote concerts worth of material we have. So that's going to be based around the weekend, but if we get enough content, we might start it Thursday night, or it'll Thursday night, Friday night. So that remains to be seen. So keep up with us on Facebook and then also on our website, akfolkfest.org, and we will have sort of up-to-the-minute information there as all this stuff becomes a little more clear. And again, Saturday and Sunday will be our workshop weekends, and we'll have lots of information coming out about that soon. And then the Sunday evening, 8 p.m. Broadcast of the sort of, we're calling it like the marquee guest artist concert with Richie Stearns and Rosie Newton, 8 p.m. On KTOO TV.
360 TV. You almost had it there.
360. I almost had it.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's great. It's really a lot to offer. I'm proud of what we are planning, and I know it's going to be a great time. Doing the best we can with what we can. So I certainly hope that our listeners will spread the word. And one last question is how can folks submit their music videos for the main stage act?
Absolutely. So we are working with a company. They're called Tune Supply, and it's a company that is started by a young woman named Caitlin Warbelow, who folks might know. She's a Fairbanks native who grew up in Alaska, and she's a super talented musician, and she actually moved to New York City and plays music on Broadway. And when the pandemic hit, that's when she started this company that puts together these online concerts. So Tune Supply will be facilitating these videos. So they've just given us their sort of informational video about how to make your best, highest quality video, and that's going to be posted on our website, akfolkfest.org. I believe it's already there, but it's about to be more prominent, front and center. So that'll give people the information on how to record their best video. And then there will be a link there where you can upload your video, and emails can go to tunes@tune.supply, and they can help answer any questions, any sort of technical challenges somebody might be having or you know, trouble uploading their file. But Tune Supply, they're going to be facilitating this, and the information will be on our website, and we'll also be pushing it out on Facebook as well. So that's where we're at.
And I know they're going to do a great job with all of the user-submitted content. They've been really great to work with so far. Well, Andrew, thanks so much. I really appreciate this rundown of what Folkfest is going to look like coming up this April. And I'm sure we will talk again as it gets a little bit closer. But in the meantime, everybody go to our website. And if you want to submit a video, that's the place to do it. And they're the informational video that they put together for how to put your best video together is great. So, Andrew, again, thanks so much for being here with me today.
Thank you so much. And I just want to I want to really sort of get the message out that the more people that participate, the better our festival will be. So if you've thought about doing it, this might be your year. If you know people who normally perform, make sure they know about it. We really want to get as many videos as we can. So thanks so much, Shelley.